Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We got Les is stopping by. What's up, man? Well, I got Les. He covers boxing for Univision.
Nelson wanted to be part of it, too. Promoter.
Just throw on this headset, man. Put it on there. What's been the happenings with the fights over here, man?
Not much. I just got in this morning. Vibe is there. Media's hyped up. I think Benavidez did a good thing with Jaron Love hyping it up.
Oh, yeah, I didn't get to see the press conference down there. Was things getting crazy down there?
It did. They stood up. They started talking to one another face-to-face. You know, it's. I think we needed that just to wake everybody up.
Yeah, just get the flavor back in it is what it needed. Now you cover boxer for Univision, and you're like kind of always in the you're in the trenches, man. Like people, you're getting shots of like the big timers, whether it's Pacquiao, Mayweather. Anytime there's a big event, like you're ringside for these types of big things. Like, where do you put this one as far as size of the venue, the type of matchup that we're getting between Errol Spence and Mickey Garcia? Where do you see it?
I've been to this venue before on Errol Spence's last card, and I'm telling you, he packs the house. Now, what I do see here is that, you know, there's a lot of Latinos, especially Mexicans, for the side of Garcia. So that's going to make it interesting. I think it's going to be very exciting. I think it's going to be a split, meaning as far as, like, the people come here to show some support. And from what I saw yesterday, it looks like it's getting under the skin of Arrow.
Yeah, it did, man. He was not happy at that press conference yesterday. And, yeah. He doesn't usually show much of anything, but he was a little prickly.
Yeah, and I definitely think it's getting under his skin. You know, he was coming in as a favor, and people are – You know, I think it's getting to him. I think both of them are already, like, itching, ready to go into the ring. So yeah. It should be very fun. And I'm telling you, this crowd shows up.
What do you – because you're ringside for these fights all the time, and you're trying to get the great shots. You guys should follow him at LS Boxing on Instagram. You get these crazy cool shots all the time. Like, what are you looking for while these things are going down in the clashes? Like, is it always you're just watching the whole thing? Can you seal the sense of a fight and, like, oh, action is going to pick up here and I know something good's going to happen? How does that work for you?
Well, first of all, when I'm there, I don't enjoy the fight in a sense, because you're so focused on getting that money shot.
Right.
So I always study the opponents or I always study the fighters to see what sort of fighting style they have, right? So, like, you know, last week I was watching this kid, Sammy Figueroa. He threw this over left hand. I knew that was he was going to connect. So those are the type of shots that you anticipate on landing, because by the time you take the shot or you see it with your eyes, it's too late. By the time you press the trigger on the camera, it's too late. You missed it. So it's one of those things that you got to know the fighters. You got to know their fighting style, who's the defensive and sort of, you know. And then during the event, I don't get to enjoy it because I'm working so hard on trying right. to do my best. So it's only afterwards as you go through the picture. So you look at it, in a sense, in the TV, you look at it again as a replay, and you're like, oh, that was a great fight. Now, there are some fights that are an exception. I think Wilder and Ortiz or Wilder Fury was one of those that just the electricity of people being on their feet, everyone screaming. There was no one side or the other. It was just, you know, just the hardcore boxing fans, those type of stuff that really gets me going. But for the most part, I'm always focused on trying to get that money shot.
What about being in those quiet moments? Because you've been, like, behind the scenes or in a gym with, like, whether it be Pacquiao or Mayweather or, you know, for the Conor McGregor fight. Like, is there one that stands out to you of a guy that just being around them, you're just like the energy or the vibe is just different in the room, or it's just very palpable?
Yeah, definitely. With the type of access I have exclusive access to go to the locker rooms, sometimes follow the cams, and be in their rooms with their family. And I think what always touches me the most, and you can never get used to, is when the family, you know, they either start praying, or you have just those are the moments really that you don't expect. I think it was Chavez Jr. versus Canelo was one of those where, you know, everyone kneeled down, they started praying. And sometimes like, I want to get that shot, but you just go with the flow. And it's one of those things you don't expect, but you look back, you're like, man, that was real.
Yeah.
Like, you know, his father kneeling down, giving his son advice, those type of things that you look back, you're like, wow, I was there and nobody else was.
You got a prediction for tomorrow night or Saturday night?
Saturday, I don't know, man. I think I'm leaning towards Garcia a bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You like just the fundamentals of him or just the I mean, he's so good at everything. He doesn't have a weakness.
What I like, and I talked to him yesterday, what I liked is that his tranquility. He's not – usually you get a tense from this vibe or tense from fighters. With him, it's like he's sure of himself 100%. Like every fighter will tell you, I'm going to win. I'm 100% ready. But you feel it. You get that genuine feeling that he really feels that he can win this. So for that itself and for I know that what he can do in the ring – I would give him the edge, slight edge.
Lester Sill does a great job covering boxing for Univision. Follow him at Lester Sill on Twitter or at LS Boxing on Instagram. It's a fantastic Instagram account. If you guys love boxing shots, you have like a weird glow about your shots too. Like how the hell do you do that? It's like a thing I've always noticed with your shots. It's like they look like they have aura to them. It's a weird thing, man. I'm serious. I don't know. I don't know photography. I got a D in photography in school. So I was just wondering.
I just do my best, and I think it's a lot with luck and getting to know the fighters for the most part, and just being grateful that, you know, I'm in those situations where other people wish they could be. So,
well, you guys, if you want great coverage of this week, definitely follow his accounts. Thanks for stopping by, man. Appreciate it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.